From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The White House has described an Israeli attack on a UN shelter in Gaza as totally unacceptable and totally indefensible. And it says President Obama is urging the Israeli government to do more to protect civilian lives. It's an unusually strong intervention, as FSN's Washington correspondent Malcolm Brown reports.
Washington says that Israeli forces operating in Gaza must do more to avoid causing Palestinian civilians casualties. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said there didn't appear to be much doubt that Israeli artillery was responsible for the deadly shelling of a UN school.
The shelling of a UN facility that is housing innocent civilians who are fleeing violence is totally unacceptable and totally indefensible.
The US has consistently supported Israel's right to defend itself. But the unusually strong language appears to reflect growing unease here with the impact of the conflict on non-combatants in Gaza. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
Meanwhile, the United Nations is warning that there is no safe place for civilians in Gaza. From FSN's bureau at the UN in New York, Nick Harper reports.
The UN warned that Gaza was facing a precipice, that hundreds of thousands of civilians unable to leave Gaza because of the blockade, but not safe even in UN-run facilities, were simply running out of options. Here's humanitarian chief Valerie Amos.
The reality of Gaza today is that no place is safe.
Amos said both Israelis and Palestinians had an absolute obligation to protect civilians, saying there was no justification for failing to do so. Nick Harper, New York.
Israel has responded to those United Nations criticisms. Ruth Eglash is there for the Washington Post.
They've also hit back at the UN, accusing them of allowing Hamas to hide rockets and ammunition inside the UN facilities, of allowing Hamas to fire rockets from nearby or within the school premises.
A group of international forensic scientists succeeded on Thursday in reaching the site where Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 came to rest. Fighting between government and rebel forces in eastern Ukraine had prevented that for the past week. The Australian government says it believes there are as many as 80 bodies still littering the crash site. The World Health Organization is earmarking an additional $100 million to try and combat Ebola, which has now claimed more than 729 lives in West Africa and sparked the declaration of a public health emergency in Sierra Leone. The United States has issued a travel warning for people heading to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, warning Americans to avoid unnecessary journeys. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. America's CIA has admitted improperly hacking into the computer network of a team of U.S. Senate staff overseeing its work. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Daniel Wrenches reports.
An internal CIA investigation has confirmed that some of its officers acted improperly by penetrating a computer network of Senate staffers. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the CIA director John Brennan has now responded by setting up an accountability board to be chaired by Senator Evan Bayh.
To review this situation, review the conduct of these individuals who were involved, and if necessary, ensure that they are properly held accountable for that conduct.
The Senate Intelligence Committee team had been given an office in the CIA to examine documents related to the agency's harsh interrogation techniques and secret detention centers on the understanding that the computer network would be kept completely separate. Daniel Wrenches, Washington.
Parts of the British public inquiry into the death of former KGB officer Alexander Litvinenko will be heard in secret, the judge overseeing the probe in London has ruled. Litvinenko died in November 2006 after drinking tea laced with radioactive polonium. Russia denies any involvement in his death. Sir Robert Owen, who's overseeing the public inquiry, says some of the proceedings will need to be held behind closed doors.
Majesty's government holds some documents that are relevant to Mr. Litvinenko's death, but which are of such sensitivity that they cannot be used in open court. The most important issue is that of Russian state responsibility for Mr. Litvinenko's death.
The main news again, the White House says an Israeli attack on a UN shelter in Gaza was totally unacceptable and totally indefensible. And it says the level of civilian casualties in the conflict is too high. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.